שלום לכם אהוביי, ילידיי, מוריי ורבותיי. השיעור הזה נמסר לזכות אבי מורי ואמי מורתי שיחיו, לזכות משה בן פשדינה ומוחיים אהרון בן גילה. We're going to do this shiur in some Hebrew, some English, and we hope it's understood. It's based on the Sefer Ori V'Yishi. We see in these parashiyos a hitchalkut between Noach and Avram. B'nei Noach, Goyim, V'Yehudim, Klal Yisrael. Rambam, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek L'Olam Haba Af Bishachatu, V'chein Chassidei Omot Olam Yishlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. נמצא שבישראל אפילו לרשעים יש חלק לעולם הבא אחרי העונה שיקבלו, ולגויים אין חלק לעולם הבא, אלא אם כן הם חסידי אומות העולם. כבר כתוב באליהו רבה בפרק י' שגם גוי יכול לזכות למעלות רוחניות. מעיד אני אליי את השמיים ואת הארץ, בין גוי בין ישראל הכל לפי המעשה, כך רוח הקודש שורה עליו. כמה למד חט, מניין שפי נוכרי ועוסק בתורה שהוא ככהן גדול. אמנם אינו דומה הגוי לישראל, כמו שכתבו התוספות בעבודה זרה דף ה', שנשמות ישראל של עודי כוכבים אינם בגוף אחד. וכתוב בזוהר החדש, רות, שיש לגויים חלק לעולם הבא, אבל זה עולם אחר מעולם הבא של היהודי. So Jews have a חלק לעולם הבא, no matter what, as long as they're not certain categories like Apikorsim. But all Jews have a חלק in עולם הבא, and חסידי עומס עולם have a חלק in עולם הבא. Not all עומס עולם, חסידי עומס עולם. והנה אחינו התורים נוהגים לקרוא חסיד ומות עולם לגוי שיציל יהודים. אלא שבאמת זהו מושג תורני ששייך לעניין חלק לעולם הבא, ונבוא לדון בזה לגבי המצילים הללו. והנה בפשטות אין להם חלק לעולם הבא, כמו שמשמע ברמב״ם שהגדיר כל המקבל שבע מצוות ונזהר לעשותן, הרי זה מחסידי אומות העולם ויש לו חלק לעולם הבא, והוא איש יקבל אותם ויעשה אותם בני שציווה בהם הקדוש ברוך הוא בתורה, והודיענו על ידי משה רבינו שבני נוח מקודם נצטוו בהם. אבל אם עשה מפני אחרי הדעת, אין זה גר תושב, ואינו מחסידי אומות העולם, אלא מחכמיהם. ואם כן בפשטות, המצילים, אלו שהצילו בזמן השואה ועוד, אינם שייכים להגדרה זו, אם הם לא עשו את זה, משום שמשה רבנו ציווה בתורה. אבל מצד שני, הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפח שכר כל בריאה. לא יעלה על הדעת שהם לא יקבלו שכר. ולומר שהם קיבלו שכר בעולם הזה, הרבה פעמים הם בעצמם נהרגו בייסורים נוראים על זה שהם הצילו יהודים. אז נראה שבתנאים מסוימים יש להם חלק לעולם הבא. מצאנו בחז"ל את הגמרא בתענית, כששכב הרב טורנס רופס הרשע את ההיכל, נגזרה גזרה על רבן גמליאל על ההריגה. בא אדון אחד, אמר לו, אם מצינו לך, מה הייתית לי לעולם דעתי, דלמה דעתי? אמר להן, סלק ליר ענף ולמית וגמיר דחז וגזרת אומרת אחד מיניו, ובאת לי לגזרת היו. יצדה בת כה ואמרה, אדון זה מזומן לחיי עולם הבא. ולא רק על הצלה ממיתה, זה לשנו מהגמרה בעבודה זרה, מצאו לרבי חנניה בן תרדיון, וקיפו בחבילי זמורות, י"ח, וציתו בהם את האור, והביאו ספוגים של צמר, והניחה מעליבו כדי שלא תצא נשמה בתרמה, קלצן טורנירי. רבי, אם אני מרבה בשלהבת ונוטל ספוגים של צמר מעל לבך, אתה מביאני לחיי עולם הבא? אמר לי, הן. יצא בת קול ואמרה, רבי חנינה בן תרדיון וקלצטונירי, מזומנים הן לחיי עולם הבא. מסתבר שזכות עולם הבא לא הייתה רק מכוח הבטחת התנאים גרעיד, אלא בצירוף לזכות ההצלה וההטבה שעשו, כמו שנבהר. So, what non-firm Jews call a chassid umas ha'olam is a guy who saved Jews. In the Holocaust, they have in Yad Vashem, the area where they plant trees, and they have memorials for chassid umas ha'olam. But that's not a Torahdika way of relating to goyim. The Rambam has a Hagdara for Chassid Yom HaSe'olam, and those are people who keep the Sheva Mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them that these are the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So the Hagdara, the definition in the Torah of a Chassid Yom HaSe'olam is someone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs because God commanded, and because Moshe told us. So if according to that definition, then the goyim who saved the Jews are not going to go to Olam Haba. Now, emotion that's very hard to accept. But we'll put our emotions aside for a few moments, and we'll see what the sources say. So we have a rule that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol birya. God gives everybody reward. There's no such thing as a person doing something good and not getting a reward. And these people, sometimes they save Jews and they didn't get rewarded in this world. They were tortured, they were killed. So where are they going to get their reward if not in Olam Haba? So you see that for saving a Jew, logically it would make sense, according to this principle of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol birya, that they're going to get reward in Olam Haba. We find in Chazal, in at least two places, we have Tainus Choftes, that Tornus Rufus destroyed the Heichal, and there was Xer Ram Galil supposed to be killed, and a goy saved him. He jumped, he killed himself, and the rule was that when there's Xer and someone of them dies, they're Mevatel Xer, they nullify the decree. So Ram Galil was saved. So a Baskol came out, a heavenly voice came out and said that this guy's going to Olam Haba. So by saving a Jew's life, the goy gets Olam Haba. Also, we have a Gemara of Zara that there was a certain Roman officer who was burning Rebbe Chinan and Dod Ben Trajan to death, and he made him die faster. He said, "Will you bring me to Olam Haba?" And he said, "Yeah." And then they both died, and it said Rebbe Chinan Ben Trajan and the Kal Tsintuniri are Mezumanim L'Chai Olam Haba. They're both going to Olam Haba. So it wasn't just because of the promise, it was also because they did this ma'isa, they saved a Jew. Once in one, the first story, a Jew's Rav's life was saved, Rav Gamliel's life was saved. In the second story, he helped Rabbi Chanina ben Shirazio, and he put his suffering to an end. And in both cases, the goy got Olam Haba, but it has nothing to do, doesn't say they did it because it says in the Torah, it doesn't say they accepted Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So when the Rambam has this rule, it's not an exhaustive rule. Those are not the only Gentiles getting Olam Haba. A Gentile can also get Olam Haba other ways. So it would appear that the definition that defines Zchus Olam Haba is not the chilik between a Jew and a goy, because they're Jews who are bikorsim who don't have a chilik in Olam Haba, and they're goyim or a chassid yom ha'olam that do have a chilik in Olam Haba. So the question is not who is a Jew. The question of who's an Adam. Adam was created l'saneg al Hashem. Adam is tzelem Elokim. Ani asisius Adam Yashar, it says in Sefer Koheles. I created man Yashar. An Adam is a person who's Yashar. After Adam sinned, so he went off the derech, and he made himself impure. And the Zoam of the Nachash, of Kfira, of Yitzarim. And that's why we die and we have Kfura to get away from this Yetzer. And that's the chiluk between a Yehudi and a Goy. That the toldus of Adam Arishon are not only Bnei Adam, they're also Bnei Nachash, like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav. That the Nachash had Bia with Chava and put this impurity into her. The Jews that stood on Har Sinai don't have this Zoama, don't have this impurity, and the Ovdei Kochavim that didn't stand on Har Sinai do have the impurity. Rashi says that when the Nachash gave the Eitzah to eat from the tree, he had Bia with her. As it says, HaNachash Hishiani Lashem Isuin. So the Nachash was Mashpian Chava from his own impurity. So since then we have people who have this impurity in them. You have to do a big avodah in order to cleanse yourself, to be a spiritual person, to be a tzelem Elokim, to be like the original Adam, to go back to that state of Adam, to be pure like Adam, to be machzir tzuras Adam. That's why we were given the Torah. And that's why Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Milah, to remove this impurity and go back to the state of Adam. There's a beautiful Sfas Emes in Parashas Vayera, Tafresh Nun Vav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgala B'tzuras Tzelem Adam Al Yidei Achanas Adam Lamata V'chol B'nei Yisrael Muchanam Lazek Mashkasav Tem Kuriyam Adam. We're called Adam because we have this Hachana to be like God, to be in God's image. Adam etzuva al bechina Adam Adam bechina Adam shalamala b'kol chadimin v'atzura shalom v'zenitan rakel bnei Yisrael. So only we have it. The more amuna we have, says the Sfas Emes, the more it's revealed. After the sin, there was a pegam b'dmusa Adam, and therefore through the orla, this tziur was covered. Avraham Avinu was zoche to the mitzvah of mila because of his great amuna. Now he has this tzelem, he has this image of God because he removes the orla. And it says Vayikra Shema Adam B'yom Hibaram. It says in the Torah in Parashas Bereishis B'yom Hibaram. Hibaram is also yes Avram. In other words, Avram is to be mitaken what Adam Arishon messed up, and that's Avram and his descendants. And he also commanded his children to go b'derech Hashem, to build a mamlechas kohenim v'goy kadosh. And in this chus, the Jewish people were zoche to be makabel Torah b'mamad Har Sinai and paska zoham asam. So through the bris mila, and then ultimately Matan Torah, we lost this Zoama of the Nachash. And that's the chiluk between Yisrael and Goyim. That the purpose of the striving of the Jew, even though we got it back, Achen ki Adam temusun, Ani amarati Elohim atem uvnei am kochem, Achen ki Adam temusun. Like Chazal tell us, that Perek in Tehillim, says we were supposed to be like God after Matan Torah, we weren't supposed to die, but then we got the Tumah back. So we are supposed to be machzir tzuras Adam of Adam Arishon. That's why we're standing straight up, like the Maharal says, up, not unlike the animals, because we are chuvin klape lamala, klape olam haba. And therefore, we're supposed to be tzelem Elokim and to live a life that's clean of the zoam of the Yetzer, of the zoam of the Nachash. So the goyim are also bnei Adam, but lachar achetz, and they're not mechuvin klapei malaf, they're mechuvin klapei olam hazeh. And how are they going to get olam haba? So if a goy is machzir tzura sa'adam, goes back to the original tzura sa'adam like a Jew is also supposed to do, then he gets olam haba. Because a person, man, was created l'sanei gal Hashem. And the Yikar Tainug, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, is an Olam Haba. There were once two Tamid Chachamim were asked, what would you do if you found out you were a guy? What would you do if you found out you were a guy? So one of them said, I would run to convert, but first I'd be Makriv Bebama. A Jew's now allowed to be Makriv Bebama, but a guy is allowed to make his own Mizbeach and be Makriv a carbon. He said, I would do that first and then I'd convert. And the other guy said, no, I wouldn't. I just want to be a Jew already. I would convert immediately. So there's an interesting example of this in Halacha. Rashi writes in Yevamos, I said I'll do some in Hebrew, hopefully we'll get back to the Hebrew, that a ger, toshav, v'hesiru akosav ala Shabbos, v'machal Shabbos kovet eskochav, that a ger toshav, who accepts upon himself in front of the Beis and Shevim b'nei Noach, has to keep Shabbos, because if you don't keep Shabbos, you're like you're serving idols, and a guy's not allowed to serve idols. A ger toshav is not allowed to serve idols. So a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos. For ek tosvis, then you have more than seven mitzvahs. And not only that, a goy who keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa. What are you talking about, Rashi? So the Aruch Lener, another achronim, explained in Rashi that a ger toshav is chayiv the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, bigdarim shel Yisrael. And therefore, hagam shel ben Noach, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. But a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos. Because in the Gidra and Mitzvahs of Yisrael, a Machal Shabbos is like an Ovid of a Zara. So since a Ger Toshav has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, in the Kedarim, in the definition of Yisrael, and Yisrael is Mechal Shabbos like he's Obed Avodah Zarah. So the Mela, this Ger Toshav also has to keep Shabbos, because otherwise he's Obed Avodah Zarah. So this is concluded in this Chiyuv of Avodah Zarah. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, but it is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Avodah Zarah. So Shabbos isn't one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, but Avodah Zarah is. Or we can ask that if it's a din klali in the gedder of ger toshav, so why do we have to learn the chiyuv to be shovis from the pasuk of ayinofesh ben amasecha, like it says in the gemara in Yevamos? You don't need a pasuk for that, as the Aruch Lener himself asked. Another kasha, zegufa lama. Why by Yisrael does his iser avodah zarah include chiyuv shmir Shabbos? By a Ben Noach, they're also included in the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, a regular Ben Noach, they're not mechuyev to be Shomer Shabbos. So in the Achronim it's Mashma, that's because the Chiyuv of Yisrael and Mitzvahs includes more. But based on what we're saying, we can say that there's a special Svara that emerges from the person's Selam Elohim. And that's why, since this is special Svara, we have to learn it from a Pasuk. In addition to the fact that Chilul Shabbos is Kavodah Zarah, because it's not so pashut, because a regular Goy isn't even allowed to keep Shabbos. So let's explain. Hashem Adam u'melashon Adame le'elyon sh'anivra b'tzelem Elokim u'bedugma shel ma'ala lav netneheg b'me'ein hanagot shel ma'ala v'minon ohei kach. הרי הוא מחזיב צורה, כלשון התומר דבורה, בתחילתו. כדאי לציין כאן כמה מקורות. הרמב"ן בהקדמתו לאיגרת הקודש, כל ישראל הנהגותיהם מיוסדות על ייחוד השם הגדול יתברך. לפיכך מתדמים לו בכל מעשיהם. רבי צדוק אומר במחשבות חרוץ, החפץ בפרק ד', החפץ להתדמות, לאדם העליון, שזהו כל שורש השתדלות אדם על ידי החשק שיש לו להתדמות לעליון, היינו להידבק במידותיו ולהתקדש בקדושתו. על כן, נקרא אדם לשון אדמה לעליון, שהוא בקדושה שורש בריאת האדם. לשון הבר מים חיים, בצלמנו כדמותנו, כי הנה, עיקר בריאת האדם הוא בכדי להידמות עצמו לבורא ככל אשר יוכל. כמו שכלשון המדרש, שוחר טוב, אשרי הם ישראל הצדיקים שמדמים את הצורה ליוצרה. ויאמרו בפסוק, ויקרא לו כל אלוקי ישראל, אתה אלוקי בעליונים ואני אלוקי בתחתונים. ולהבינך עניין זה שיקרא אדם אלוקים, הוא קיית בזוהר הקדוש, הוריית וקודש בריך וישראל חדו. ועניין הוא כי רמח איברי האדם ושסה גידיו הן הן מכוונים לעולם הגדול הנקרא בפי חכמים שיעור קומה של יוצר בראשית. כמאמר הכתוב, עם בשרה יחזה אלוקי איוב יוטט חבב. כי על כן נקרא אדם מבחינת אדמה לעליון, כמו שכתב בשלה הקדוש, הוא הציור של כל עולמות של המעלה ושל למטה, בסוד נשמתו וגופו, ונברא לייחד ולקשר כל עבר ועבר מרמח איבריו, וכל שסה גידיו אל רמח האיברים, ושסה גידים העליונים הרמוזים בשיעור קומה הנזכר. ויזכה להיות מרכבה עליהם. ואז כאשר יהיה מקושר ומדובק ברמח איברים ושסה גידים עליונים, אשר מכוון נגדם, אז תוכל שיעור קומה עליונה להוריק ולהשפיע אליו כל טוב וברכה כאשר יוכל שאת. וזה עיקר כיוון הבריאה להיטיב לברואיו. אולם אם האדם הוא רחוק מרחק רב מיוצר בראשית, ואיך יוכל להידבק אליו ולעשות מרכבה לקדושתו? לזה הנחיל הקדוש ברוך הוא את התורה לעמו ישראל בקדושתו. ויש בה רמח מצוות עשה כנגד רמח איברים, ושסה לא תעשה כנגד שסה גידים. והיא מיוחדת ומקושרת ברצון אינסוף, ברצון הוא תכלית הייחוד. ברצון אינסוף ברוך הוא תכלית בתכלית הייחוד. שכל עניינו הוא רק רצון אינסוף ברוך הוא שיעשה האדם, זו המצוות שלא יעשה עבירה זו. וכשמקיים אדם מצוות בורו בשלמות לבבו באהבה ביור עיני מיוחד העבר אשר עושה בו מצווה לרצון הקדוש ברוך הוא הנעלם במצווה הזו. עד כאן. אז מה למדנו? שאדם זה אדמה לעליון. We learn that man has to be like God. We brought various sources. Ramban, Reb Tzaduk, the Be'er Mayim Chaim Barichus, and man has to be like God. The Be'er Mayim Chaim says you have the Ramach Shasa. That's how you become Bedugma Shel Mala. And we have in Gemara, God is merciful, you should be merciful. And if not, then you're Machziv the Tzura. You're sort of disappointing this divine form. So that would appear that that's the commandment that a Jew was commanded, Al Shvisa B'Shabbos. That just like God was Shoves when he created the world, if you're Machal Shabbos, that's Kfirah B'Maisa B'Reishis. Mashen came the Goyim. That their Tzuras Odom isn't Mechuban Kapei Mala, because they lost that Tzuras Odom after the sin, and they didn't get Bris Milah and Torah to restore it. So there's no reason they should be Shoves on Shabbos, because they don't have to be Bedugma Shel Mala, even if they believe that God created, that God rested on Shabbos. And therefore, even though they were commanded in Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, they're not Chayev because of this to keep Shabbos. So according to this, we can explain B'shitas Rashi that the reason a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos is because Shmir Shabbos comes from the Tzelem Elokim. And the Ger Toshev has a certain Shaychus to the Tzuras Adam, to the true form of man, and to the Tzelem Elokim. And Melech is Mechal Shabbos, it's like Fira B'maisa Bereshis. And that's what the Rambam says, that a Ger Toshev is called a Chassidu Masa Olam, Shesh Lo Chelek Lolam Haba, since somebody who doesn't have a Tzelem Elokim isn't Shaykh that he should have a Chelek Lolam Haba. But a Ger Toshev has a little bit of this Tzelem Elokim. He gets it back. This proper Tzura Sadam says, Chaviv Adam, all people are created with Tzelem. But the question is, how much? So you have to work to get enough of your Tzelem back to get Olam Haba. And Rabbeinu Gershom and Krisus, Taftes, he writes a Ger Toshev as Ktsas Geiris. We've had a lot of Shirim on Ger Toshev. You can, they're online, you can listen. A lot of excellent B'li'ayin Hara Shiurim. But Ger Toshev, we say, no, they're not mine. I base them on Svarim, not Chas V'Shalom. Boasting. Terrible. But from great Rishonim and Achronim, we saw unbelievable ideas. Ger Toshev, we say, Kutn Shinola Domi, it says in the Torah Sabai to the Rashba. And there are other rayas that Ger Toshev is in the Parsha of Geirus. We saw once a Gevaldik Shtickel from Rav Diskin, the Rosh Yeshiva, Shem Moshe Diskin from Kol Torah. He's a great Shtickel on Ger Toshev. Rav Gustman and the Kuntra say Shiur and Rav Matzia Shiur Yad Beis discusses this. We spoke about also in Shiurim how the Goyim can be Makabal more Ger Toshev Makabal more than the Sheva Mitzvahs. And that's why when he undergoes this Kabbalah and the Beis Din to be Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, why does he have to do a Kabbalah? Anyway, he has to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. But this Kabbalah is Mosif to his, there's a Shtikl Geirus that transforms his Tzuras Adam to be more Shaykh to Olam Haba. It says in the Gemara in Pesachim Adaf Nun, Mitzad Echad it says, Ki Godol Ad Shemayim Chazdecha, and the other one it says, Ki Godol Me'al Shemayim Chazdecha. So one Pasuk says that God's Chesed's till the Shemayim, another Pasuk says above Shemayim. So the Gemara answers, if you do Lishma, it's Ad Shemayim. If you do Lishalo Lishma, excuse me, it's Ad Shemayim. If you do Lishma, it's Me'al Shemayim. And the explanation would appear that Ad Shemayim, you're still in the Gvulas Olam HaChomri. But if you're Me'al HaShemayim, you're Me'ever L'Olam HaZeh. So, to be Zochet Olam Haba, the Maisa Mitzvah has to be a godly act. And not like other deeds that are done under the Shemesh. And therefore, people who do Shalol L'Shema L'Shem Kavanas Olam HaZeh, their Mitzvah Shaykh to Olam HaZeh. So it's only Ad Shemayim. And if you're Me'al HaShemayim, then your Mitzvah are L'Shema, your Olam Haba. The Rambam says you only get Olam Haba for mitzvahs that are lishma. That's why we have so many mitzvahs. One day you're bound to do one of them lishma. So mitzvah goyim also, even though they might do mitzvahs, but if the mitzvah is mechuvin, klapei olam hazeh, the mitzvahs are directed to this world, so then the schar is going to be in this world. It's not a maisa aloki. It's only if you do your mitzvahs like we're commanded to do, like the Jews are commanded to do. Me'al Hashemayim, you want them to be olam haba dikamitzus. You want them to be, you do them l'shma. It's not about you. So that makes it a supernatural. That's in all, that's shaykh to olam haba. When you remove your ego, you're in the world of olam haba. And that's why a ger tel shev has to be makabel l'sheva mitzvahs dafka bebeis and shal Yisrael. And his olam haba is only shiakabel osan v'yase osan mevnei shetziva ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hodiyanu ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu that shebnei Noach mikodem nitztavu b'hem. Because only through the shaychus to Torah and to Yisrael makabel ha'Torah he can have shaychus to the true tzuras Adam. Because Am Yisrael was taught to be me'al Hashemayim. The Zohamah was removed, no more Orla, Kabbalah Satorah. So this taught us to be and purified us to do things that are above our ego and above our selfishness and above Olam Hazeh. But if he doesn't bnei achrei hadas, the Rambam says, so then he's shaykh to this world. He's mi chachmeyam, but it's achrei hadas. So then it's not a maise aloki, it's a maise noshi, it's a human act. A human act doesn't get you olam haba. It has to be an above this world act. The Ritva writes in Makkos as follows: Ger Tosha was Shekibul Bezin Shal Yisrael Akaim Sheva Mitzvahs. The Kevin Shekibul Bezin Unikra B'Sheva Mitzvahs Eilu Mitzuve VeOise. Uben Noyach Ushelo Kibulim BeBezin Ela Dekimlan Shemakaim Osim Yatsim Nidam Behem Kamishaino Mitzuve VeOise. Mechsibamid Vel Deretz Rabbi Yeter Goyim Kedisa Bevav Akam Alamet Chesam Et Beis. So the Ritva writes that a Ger Tosha is one as Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs and a Bezin Shal Yisrael. And since he's in the Kabbalah and a Beis Din, he's called Mitzuve Viyose. A goy who keeps mitzvahs without Kabbalah Beis Din is Bechinas Eino Mitzuve Viyose. That he wasn't commanded and he did. So we see in the Ritva that the Din Kabbalah Beis Din Shal Yisrael was Mischadesh at Matan Torah. And Kabbalah, this Kabbalah some mitzvahs transforms then to Mitzuve Viyose. It has to be Beis Din Shal Yisrael. That started at Matan Torah. And the explanation would be that through the Kabbalah Beis Din, he's mekabel the shem shel Adam, that he can build these spiritual worlds above. So he's meshayich himself to the Jewish people, and in the Beis Din of Yisrael is mekabel the sheva mitzvahs. And that's why mitzvah v'yos is greater, because he's mechuber. Mitzvah zelshon tzavta. He's connected to the upper worlds. Eino mitzvah isn't connected. Eino mitzvah is still down here. He's doing a this-worldly act. Mitzvah is connecting his act to the upper worlds. So that's the Ritva, that in order to get to be Mechaside Yom HaSeolam, to be a proper Ger Toshev, one has to be Mekabel Bebeis and Shal Yisrael. To be Meshayich himself to this Darg of Yisrael. And the Rambam says that if a person is Mekabel and he does it because Hashem commanded in the Torah and he told us through Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Noach were commanded, but if he doesn't Bnei Achrei Adas ain't a Ger Toshev, he's not a Ger Toshev, not a Chassidi Yom HaSolam. So it's Mashma on the Rambam that you can be a Ger Olam Haba even if you're not a Ger Toshev, but it's better to be a Ger Toshev. Today we don't have Ger Toshevs anymore, but if we would have, you need that the Jewish people are back in their ancestral land, sitting where they, in their portions. But obviously it wouldn't be fair for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a world and make it impossible for anybody else to get Olam Haba but Jews. So they have to, when they're Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, they have to do it because Hashem commanded. And it's even better in a Beis and Shal Yisrael. Hashem commanded through Moshe to be Mitzarif themselves to the Jewish people, whose maisim are supposed to be trans me'al Hashemayim. The Ramchal writes in the Derech Hashem, Chelek Beis, Perek Dalet, Os Zayin. V'ulam lo lamhabe lo timsana egom azulis Yisrael. The nefesh chassidim osol minat emitzius buchina nosefes v'nispachas al Yisrael atzma. V'nitpolam kelevusha nitpola odam. V'china zu yagia lehem ash yagia min hatov. V'hem luchugim shiyasigi yosef mizeh klal. So he says that the Hasidim Yom HaSalem get Olam Haba, but as an appendage to the Jewish people, that the Ikar Olam Haba is for Klal Yisrael, and they also get it. I'm sure it'll be very nice for them also, but not the same. It's interesting that we discussed in other shiurim the shaychus of goyim to sukkah. A lot of chazals that the goyim are connected to sukkah, the karbanos, and the gemara that at the end God's going to take out a sukkah and test them with sukkah. What's the shaychus of goyim to sukkah? So if you look at the word sukkah, it's samich, vav chaf, hey. So vav and chaf is gematria what? 26. That's shem havaya. Yudke vavke. That's the pnimius. And the Chitzonius, it's Samach, which is 65, which is Shem Adnus. It's known in Kabbalah that Adnus is a nartik, it's a sheath. It's a hechel for the Shem Havoya. So there's the Sukkah Pnimis, can I get an Ali HaKavod? And then there's the Sukkah Chitzonius, the external Sukkah, which corresponds to the Sukkah's Mamish, the literal physical Sukkah's. So the Goyim are Mishtayich to the Sukkah's Mamish. And that's what the Ramchal says, they're b'china nosefes v'nispachas al Yisrael atzma. And we see this in the Yerushalmi brought by Tosin, Chagiga Matzila Tika Sefer Ima Sefer. That you save the cover of the Sefer even on Shabbos with the Sefer. It says in the Tanchuma, Matzila Tika Sefer Ima Sefer L'alemetcha, Ashrayim, Hatzadikim, Vaashray Divkehem. Fortunate seeking, fortunate those who are dovak in them. B'chen Raviyisko Alkim is Noach, Vatzkol Achaya, Kulam is Chus Noach. B'chen Raviyisko Alkim Avram, Yishalach is Lot. So the animals were saved with Chus Noach, and Lot was saved with Chus Avram, and then the Goyim also with Chus Yisrael. Rav Chalap talks about that a lot. That it has to be Elokei Yisrael, God of Israel. So that's their Shaychus Tolam Habit. Can't be through other gods. It has to be through the God of Israel. Maybe that's why Christianity and Islam came to the world, like the Rambam says, to pave the way through Olam Habit. They both believe in the God of Israel. They obviously both perverted it and twisted it a lot, but at the end of the day, they both still hold the Tanakh as a holy book, and the God is originally the God of the Jewish people. Maybe he changed his mind, lefi datam, but it's still the God of the Jewish people. And with this, we can be matari to steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in his Surei Bia 14:4 that you tell a ger who's bol is gayer, shalom ha ve'en otzaf and elo tzadikim, ve'em Yisrael. That Olam Haba is only for the Jewish people. So everyone asks, what about Chassid Yom HaSeolam? Like the Rambam himself writes, Inuchas Shuv, Inuchas Malachim. So based on what we're saying, the Chassid Yom HaSeolam are not Zoch Mitzad Atzman. Mishumat Seirav Shem Li Yisrael. So therefore, you have to tell them the Shevach of Yisrael, that only we're getting Olam Haba, and they're going to get B'schus Yisrael. So, and this is really parallel to what the Brisker Rav answered. Brisker Rav said there are two types of Olam Haba. There's a Chitzoni and a Pnimi. The Rambam writes, Olam Haba is Haba Elo Tzadikim. He writes the word Tzafon, it's hidden for the Tzadikim. Why Yisrael? In other words, in the Pnimi, it's Olam Haba is ours, and then the Chitzonis, they also get it. The external Olam Haba. And that's what it would appear also in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufay. It says Bilam has no chelik in Olam Haba. Mashma, other goyim, yes. Because the mission is lefi Rabbi Yeshua, that goyim get olam haba. Rashi says, that's what it says in our perek, Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, Uru Zarim Tzonchem. So it's mashma from this, that the goyim are zochot olam haba, it's kedugmas Uru Zarim Tzonchem, that the foreigners are going to shepherd your sheep. Because they're shaychas to olam haba, b'tzeruf Yisrael. And that's how they get their olam haba. And that would explain why a goy who saves a Jew is going to get olam haba. Especially his moser nefesh. If the whole word in olam haba is that you're mitzuruf to Yisrael, we're getting olam haba because we're machzir tzura sa Adam. What Adam Rishon was supposed to be. Through Kabbalah Satorah, through Bris Milah. And anybody who's connected to us also gets olam haba. They also have connected to tzaddikim. If you're not Zochi yourself, you get him with the tzaddik you're connected to. That's why Hasidim are so davuk in their Rebbe. One of the reasons. That's their ticket. So a goy was moser nefesh to save the Jews. So even if he's not living, sometimes you had goyim who weren't such tzaddikim in their personal lives. But if they saved Jews, so if the whole word of olam haba is because you're connected to the Jewish people, so then they definitely are Zochi olam haba. That's the idea of Lot. Avram says, we're brothers. Rashi says, they look alike. Vayelech Avram kasher dibra Hashem elev Hashem vayelech ito Lot. Vayikach Avram esarai ishto ves Lot ben Achiv. Connected to Lot. Because he's going to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to Olam Haba. And Lot, the non-Jew, is connecting to him. Because if you connect to the Jewish people, you do good things for the Jewish people, you're Zochet Olam Haba. You're a lavush, like the Ramchal calls it a lavush. And that's even the word lot. Lot means a lavush. Vayalot pnei adarto. Yishayach hafei zayin pnei halot halot. Rashi says hakisui. So the very word lot means covering. Because he's the bechinas lavush of Avram Avinu, that he's connected to Avram Avinu. And a male can go with him to Olam Haba, to Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz HaChaim, the land of the living, which is what Olam Haba is. That's why it says Vayiskor Elokim es Avram. What's the zechir of Avram and Lot? Nizkor she'alot yodeh she'sara ishto shel Avram v'shama Avram v'mitzrayim osara achosi v'lo gila adover. So why dafka this chus that he didn't reveal that Sarah was really Avram's wife? What about Achnasis Orchim? That was also big that he did. Mesiris Nefesh, as we read in Parashas Vayera. The answer is that the schus that was needed for Lot is dafka in his kesher and Avram Avinu, not what he did independently. And that's me'ain the schus of Olam Haba. So for saving Avram Avinu, that's going to be the schus that saves his life. God, Avram Avinu was saved from the overturning of stone. And Lot, b'schus Avram. So you have to find a schus where he was connected to Avram. So mitoch schira, God remembered Avram. Vayizkor Elokim es Avram. And he also remembered Lot. So it has to be Bekesher connected to the Schus of Avram. Ezkir Elokim es Avram, Vayishalach es Lot, Mitoch Ha'afecha. So that's the remembering of Avram. That's the connection of Lot to Avram. And then once you're remembering Avram, you also have to remember Lot. And that's the Schus of Lot. And Goyim to Olam Haba, and we see the same thing by Amaratzis. It says in the Gemara, Amei Aratzis Ein Am Chaim, they don't get Olam Haba. And what's the Takana? Says the Gemara, Ksubis 111b, to be connected to Talmid Chachamim, to marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, to do business with a Talmud Chacham, be Mahana Talmud Chacham in a Chasav, there is Chibur to the Talmud Chacham. So when a guy saves a Jew, Like we saw earlier on in the Shir, we saw those Gemaras, that Goyim who saved Jews were Zochet Olam Haba. So by saving Jews, even if one wasn't a Mekabel Shefim, it's B'nai Noach, would appear from those Gemaras, you get Olam Haba. Now we explain the Svara, that the Olam Haba of Chassid Yom HaSa'olam is the Lavush, is the external of the Olam Haba to Yisrael. So either they get it by being Mekabel Shefim Mitzvah B'nai Noach, because Hashem commanded Moshe, or by somehow being a toelus to Klal Yisrael, or to individuals in Am Yisrael. We also found in the Gemara, of Zara 10b, that Antoninus has a chelik in Olam Haba, because he was helpful to Rebbe. And that it says Leah Srid Lebeis Esav, that's Mishael Semais Esav, Prant Lantoninus. So Antoninus also being helpful to Jews. So when someone is helpful to the Jewish people, Chora, that is their ticket to a wonderful, wonderful world to come. So when you talk about various politicians, I don't want to get political, but if you take a politician who's known not to be the most upstanding, righteous servant of Hashem in the world, but if he does good to Klal Yisrael, then that's a ticket to, according to this shir, that's a ticket to the world to come. That's pretty unbelievable. And the Chassid Yom HaSa'olam, who saved Jews during the Holocaust, to the world to come. Now it also depends on why they did it, maybe. Right, some did it out of the goodness of their hearts. Some did it because they're getting money. My grandparents, Aleh HaShalom, paid someone off to hide them. That's why I'm giving this shir right now. Because of those people, are they such chassidim? They were doing it for the money. So ultimately, we'll let HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide that. But certainly a guy who saves a Jew and he does it out of the goodness of his heart, as we've had many, many during the Holocaust, not enough, unfortunately, but the ones that did, we have tremendous hakaras hatov to them, and we believe that Hashem rewards everybody, and of course, they will get their just eternal reward. And for us Jews, we have to really work a lot, we have a lot more work to do, not just be nice to a Jew or connect to a Jew, but more than that, to be machzir the tzelem in the demus, of what Adam Rishon was by through the Torah and Brismila, like we discussed. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.